a Charles Paris mystery, Murder in the Title, starring Bill Nye as Charles.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spent all my money, just did not care how.
It had been a quiet year on the work front. Quiet as in silent like a Trappist monastery at 11 a.m. on Remembrance Sunday.
Charles Paris Entertainment, available for weddings, bar mitzvahs and funerals.
You're drunk.
How dare you, madam. Anyway, sun's over the yard arm.
Short yard arm, it's still a.m.
Is it?
Before I left, I noticed we're completely out of fruit and veg, so...
Oh, I was just getting into the bath.
Obviously, I don't want to mess up your incredibly busy schedule.
Got the message.
And use the greengrocer. I like to support local businesses.
On my way.
No one was supporting my business. But it's always a buyer's market when it comes to casting, and in a recession, the buyers have the pick of the crop. Then again, as we optimists say, when life gives you lemons, have a gin and tonic.
Large bells, please, Cheryl.
You're late today. I was getting worried.
I was just playing hard to get.
Why do you buy all your fruit and veg at the garage?
It's eco-shopping. I can walk to the petrol station, so I don't use a car, and I'm supporting a local business.
You're supporting a multinational corporation.
That's an argument. Stick another double in that, will you?
Bell-bottom blues made me cry. I don't want to lose this beat.
Haven't you got a break, you stupid bloody woman?
Oh, hello, Francis.
You stepped straight off the curb. That MP3 is going to get you killed. Where have you been?
Buying fruit and veg.
I asked you to do that this morning.
Well, it was a nice day, so I thought
I'd... You spent it in the pub.
Think of it as a salon. It's what we creatives do. Network, exchange ideas, discuss the issues of the day.
Wake up in the gutter.
I haven't done that for ages.
Just open the door. I'm tired. And I need a shower and a drink, not necessarily in that... Why is it raining in my hallway?
Oh.
Charles?
My bath.
Charles?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? They're ruined.
I'll pay for the damage.
With what?
I'll phone the insurers.
Just go...
Where?
Anywhere. Away. Out of my sight.
Right.
I can't take any more.
Maurice Gallen Associates.
Hi, I've got Mr. Coppler on the line.
Putting you through.
Francis, I was thinking about you last night as I opened a bottle of your late harvest Semillon.
Wrong Francis.
Oh, that Francis.
Yes, that Francis. And unless you want a dead client on your list, we need to talk.
I'm just on my way to...
Get him a job, or I'll make you hurt.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Tell the truth. What you gonna do?
You finished with that, Charles?
Couldn't eat another thing.
Yeah. As part of our 360-degree customer survey, what did you think of the all-day full English recession buster?
Dangerously high in salt, sugar and trans fatty acids. All in all, very good value for money. Out of interest, what's the gelatinous pink triangle?
It's a carpaccio of MRM.
MRM?
Yeah, mechanically recovered meat. It's part of our philosophy of sustainable eating.
Why waste good connective tissue?
Yeah, do you think we should take it off the menu?
Actually, I was wondering where I could buy some. Oh, I better take this. Morris.
Charles, where have you been?
Where have I been?
I've been scouring the obituaries.
You'll know when I die.
When shares in Bell's whiskey plummet.
When I reincarnate as a pigeon, fly over your head and then...
One of these days you'll discover how I've slaved for you.
You haven't taken my calls in months.
I've been busying away behind the scenes. Two-thirds of an iceberg is below the surface.
And my career's going down like the Titanic.
It was never on that grander scale.
Any surprise with you as an agent?
I work my fingers to the bone, not that I want gratitude.
Just 10% of my earnings, which so far this year come to, let me just work this out. Oh yes, sod all. Would you like VAT with that?
And there was me thinking you might want to work. But there are lots of actors who jump at this job.
Job? What job?
Job? What job?
Well, it's only a tiny part. In Rep.
Oh, you'll make something of it.
It's in Rugland.
Lovely part of the country.
Too far to commute.
You can get digs.
Well, at least I'll be able to pay for the new rugs.
Don't worry about those. The insurance will probably cough up.
I don't want you out of pocket.
I'll figure out something. I'm just glad you're going.
Yeah, I can tell.
Glad for you. You need to get back in the saddle. When do you start?
They want me up there on Monday.
I'll drive.
Well, you don't have to.
I insist. I'll go Saturday morning.
Oh. And time will tell just who has failed and who's been left behind. When you go your way and I go mine. And that's how, 3 weeks later, I found myself on stage in a polyester blazer and slacks playing cuckolded Gerald Marchmont in The Message is Murder.
I thought you knew me better than that.
So did I, Margot. So did I.
You look at me with such hatred in your eyes.
What do you expect? Love? Lindsay Hughes had been a sitcom staple in the mid-80s, playing freewheeling girls about town.
I've given you the best years of my life.
And yet you were prepared to throw it all away for one sordid night with that man. Lindsay's star was on the wane, unlike her well-preserved looks. So well-preserved, I remembered when she was 10 years older.
I'm sorry. I'll come back later.
Please, Major, don't go on my account.
I was just going to remind Margot that I'm throwing a little soiree on Saturday night, if you'd do me the honour.
Born middle-aged, Ronnie Castle was put on this earth to play passed-over majors. Full of old-school charm, he was the sort of actor who can't buy a pint of milk without telling an anecdote about his glory days at Stratford.
Only a few close friends, you know. Nothing formal.
Sounds lovely. Doesn't it, Gerald?
I'm afraid you may have to go alone. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Where are you going?
I'll be in the gazebo.
We haven't finished.
Haven't we, Margot? Haven't we?
You won't do anything. Silly.
Don't flatter yourself. And that was me done till Margot finds me in the closet, stabbed through the heart with a paper knife. With a nice long break ahead, I nipped up to my dressing room for a quick scotch, a crafty fag out the window, and a shufti at the Guardian Cryptic. Hang on. Come in.
Quick word?
Providing I don't miss my cue.
Two shakes of a lambs.
Once a bad actor, now a bad playwright, Jim Worrell was an ageing roué and author of this hokey set of clichés.
Here's the thing. I was out front before and I couldn't help noticing a bit of the old ad-libbing.
Really?
Don't forget I'm a poacher turned gamekeeper, Charles. Been there, bought the T-shirt. But now I'm a humble wordsmith, and I know how much blood, sweat and tears goes into crafting a play, and it's kind of annoying when an actor messes around with one's carefully wrought lines.
I wouldn't dream of messing around.
If The Messages Murder was an improv piece, no hey problema.
Why don't you tell me where I went off script?
When you say to Margot you were prepared to throw it all away for one sordid night with that man, you said one sordid night with that man. Do you see what you've done?
Not exactly.
You left a pause.
Did I?
You did.
Right.
A pause that's not in the script.
Right.
If I'd wanted a pause there, I'd have written pause.
Of course.
Or he pauses.
I'll make a note not to act.
Just bear it in mind, would you?
Yeah.
Mr. Paris to the stage, please. Mr. Paris to the stage.
We gotta get out of this place.
There was an after-show meet-and-greet where the cast was supposed to charm the local worthies. It sounded gruesome, but I badly needed a drink or ten and assumed it couldn't be worse than my toothless mauling from Jim. I assumed wrongly.
You were corpsing.
No, I wasn't.
There's no use denying it. I saw you shaking when you were supposed to be dead.
That wasn't corpsing. It's an involuntary twitch. I think I trapped a nerve when I was moving stuff into my ditch.
Don't insult my intelligence, Charles. I know corpsing when I see it.
Believe me, Lindsay, there is absolutely nothing remotely amusing about the message's murder.
You are a snob and an elitist.
Why is elitism bad in culture but good in sport?
This may not be Chekhov, but we are professionals being paid to make it work. So here's a little thought. While the rest of us are out there acting our butts off, why don't you join us?
What was that?
You don't often see flouncing these days, but that was a proper flounce in the grand tradition.
She looked well pissed.
I wish I was. Chris was an understudy and assistant stage manager who'd already antagonised the entire company by making it perfectly clear that he was just slumming it on his way to the stars. To think I used to fancy her in In for a Penny.
What?
Sitcom before your time.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, and Google me another glass of this Romanian red while you're at it.
Really is true about old actors and the drinking culture.
I wasn't sure whether I was more irritated by being called old or a boozer by a boy who was barely shaving. So what brought you to the flesh pots of Rugland?
Paying off my student loan, innit?
It's all good experience. When I was your age, I learnt a lot from rep.
The only thing I've learnt from this show is how to write bad.
Is that what you want to do, write?
I'm doing it.
You should do the Edinburgh Fringe. My one-man Swinburne piece was a five-night sellout at the Walter Scott Bar and Lodge.
Well, my Radio 4 pilot's supposed to be recording soon.
Well done, you.
Mm. Just got to get Tony to give me the time off.
What is it, a sketch show?
Sketch show? You sound like my granddad. It's called broken comedy these days.
If it ain't broke, don't mend it.
Yeah, I don't do sketches. That's like footlights and shit. Mine's comedy drama, but edgy, yeah? I don't do mainstream. No audience, no laugh track.
No jokes.
Hello, chaps.
Tony, I've got to have a word about...
First, would you do me an enormous favour?
Yeah, it won't take long. It's just
the Blue Rinses over there are friends of the region, and a bit of schmooze from a good-looking young lad might make them dig a bit deeper next time we're fundraising.
Yeah, but can I just ask...
Bless you, Chris, you're a star.
Chris slouched off with his jeans around his knees, leaving Tony Hegarty, our bearded director, to turn his watery eyes on me.
Afraid I've had a complaint, Charles.
Well, there are some good ointments.
About you. No names, no pack drill, but one of the cast has raised a grievance about your behaviour.
Would that be Lindsay, by any chance?
Well, the fact is, in the current climate, I've got to be so careful to keep everyone happy.
Understood.
It's like walking on eggshells, what with the board breathing down my neck and half the council waiting for me to slip up.
Why?
Not everyone loves theatre, and... there's a vocal minority who'd like to see this place pulled down and turned into a shopping mall or housing.
But this show will put bums on seats, won't it?
We'll see. Not sure about the next one, though. Caused a bit of a sensation in London.
What is it? I was astonished to hear that Rugland Rep was going to stage Britannia, a controversial state of the nation play by a first-time author who wrote it in a young offenders institute having shot her gangster boyfriend in it.
That's a brave piece of programming for Rugland.
Did you see it in London?
Most of it, but I chickened out and hit the bar before the castration scene. Depending on your critic of choice, the play was either a pornographic disgrace or the play of the decade, keeping it real for the kids. Presumably with a Z.
It'll certainly shake things up a bit around here.
It'll do that all right.
And you've got a bigger part which will keep you on your toes and stop you corpsing.
Sorry, what part?
Well, haven't you been given a script?
Will you excuse me, Tony? I've just got to pop out for a minute.
I thought you'd be pleased.
But you booked me without even asking.
Has Nick Heitner been banging on your door again?
That's not the point.
I think you'll find it very much is the point.
I feel used, and not in a good way.
I've squeezed a bit more money out of them.
You're my agent, not my pimp.
If I was your pimp, I'd have put you out of grass long ago.
Why don't you just stick my spotlight shots in phone boxes and have done with it?
I never recoup the printing costs. Now, if you've finished haranguing me, there's a tartan getting cold.
Where are you?
The Ivy. Give my love to Rugland.
Touch me one more time, I'll cut your bloody hands off. Oh, sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm fine as long as that old git stays away from me.
Phoebe was a bright and briskly efficient stage manager who kept the cast in order and the show on the road.
I've met some arses in my time, but that two-paid hack wins the prize.
Is that any way to talk about our illustrious author?
The old husband keeps hitting on me.
Report him for sexual harassment in the workplace.
I might just kick him in the nuts.
That's another option.
If I'd been 30 years younger, but I wasn't, and I was pining for Francis, and there was no way I was risking a kick in the nuts, even from Phoebe's tartan DMs.
I'd better get back to the party.
They've had their pound of flesh from me tonight, and I need a beer to wash down that disgusting wine.
Why did you have to say that?
First round's on me.
I got a girl who's all so good.
Phoebe's pub rules. No shop talk and definitely no gossip.
Absolutely not.
So what do you think of Lindsay?
That's an actress who believes her own publicity.
They're not the cheeks she was born with.
Which ones?
What about Tony?
Well, surely he's not had work done, not unless the beer gut was a stomach augmentation.
I meant as a director.
He's got some good ideas if only Jim would leave him to do his job.
Tony's a nice guy. Admin nightmare, but a good director. We'd have to be to make this clunky crocker doo-doo work.
It really is a stinker.
Only in Rugland would the messages murder see the light of day.
This is very much Jim Worrell territory.
Oh, they just love him, and he loves strutting about like a cut-price Arthur Miller.
A legend in his own mind.
Yeah, it's Tony I feel sorry for. He's never going to run the National, but he's invested a lot in this place.
Money?
Oh, you're joking. They don't pay that well. He's put a lot of time and energy into the place, and it's always under threat.
Is this the local council?
And property developers. Anyone with an eye for prime real estate. If it wasn't for Sean, the Regent would have been executive housing long ago.
Sean Reynolds was our thrusting young theatre manager. A real suited smoothie.
I've got a lot of time for Sean.
He knows how to talk corporate, I'll give him that.
Yeah, but it's not just the bottom line. He really respects creatives.
And he's good looking.
I suppose. Not my type, though.
You don't go for the tanned West Coast surfer style.
I don't go for men.
Oh, whoops.
I'm not gay. Just off your gender.
Bad experience.
An actor.
Say no more. Would another beer make up for the failings of my profession?
Nope, but it's a start.
By the weekend, I was going cold turkey for Francis and had an urge to jump a late train after the Saturday night show. But I thought I'd better ring first. It's me.
Hello, you. How's it going?
It's going.
And the digs?
Clean and serviceable, with just a hint of Twilight Retirement Home.
Have you started rehearsing the next show?
Not yet. How did you know about that?
You must have told me.
I haven't spoken to you in weeks.
Morris, he phoned for you and mentioned it.
Seems I'm the only one he didn't tell. Anyway, I'm now facing a Sunday in Rugland, which is like Frinton without the 24/7 sin and debauchery, so I thought I might pay you a visit.
That would be lovely.
Great.
Only I've got a bit of a hectic weekend.
Oh.
Juliet and Mars are here now, helping clear out the back bedroom before Fabio moves in, which is terribly nice.
Sorry, before who moves in?
Didn't I mention...
Who the hell's Fabio?
He's a foreign correspondent.
If he's a foreign correspondent, why isn't he abroad?
He is abroad. He's an Italian foreign correspondent.
Well, you don't hang around.
He's not like
Let me guess, he's the suave, good-looking Marcello Mastroianni type.
Don't start.
Or is he more the bald Benito Mussolini?
He's just a lodger.
Have you checked him out?
Physically?
Socially, you're going to be alone in the house with this guy. He could be a crack-crazed psycho killer.
He's a friend of a friend, and he's perfectly charming.
Yeah, I bet.
He's also paying his way.
Is that an oblique dig at me?
Sorry, was it oblique?
Oh, yeah, go for the jugular, why don't you?
Do you know what? I haven't got time for this.
When did you start saying, do you know what? You are, like, so not 16.
Oh, I really miss having Mr. Picky about the place.
Well, you'll have to make do with Umberto Eco.
Bye-bye, Charles.
If he touches my CDs, I'll... Ciao, Bella.
Oh, Mr. Pleasant. How is Mrs. Pleasant?
My heart said hit the bottle, but my brain reminded me I had a show to do.
We haven't finished.
Haven't we, Margot? Haven't we?
You won't do anything silly.
Don't flatter yourself.
Still fuming with Francis, and with 40 minutes before Gerald's big death reveal, I legged it to the Lamb and Flag for some much-needed anaesthetic.
OK, pay attention. 2 pints of old growler and 2 double bells, quick as you can.
This was focused, Olympic-standard drinking. I downed the first round, breaking a personal best, but I wasn't numb enough, so I went for a world record.
Same again, please.
Then realised I had 10 minutes before Gerald was discovered dead in the closet. I made it to the stage door with time for a loose stop.
And Paris takes gold!
But when I staggered in, I was nearly impaled by a knife-wielding Phoebe.
Oh, bloody
hell! Careful! Are you pissed?
I was very nearly skewered.
You can hardly stand up!
Just as well Gerald's supposed to be dead, then.
Oh, it's not funny. And you've got reptiles going on for you.
Jim, I'm not going to be able to study by that old git.
Too late. Now go and sober up.
I was determined to hit the wings before Jim, but missed my footing and stumbled downstairs.
Oh! Most unprofessional.
I'm fine, thank you, Jim.
You don't look fine.
Well, I'm fine enough to be dead, Gerald, so you can stand down.
I've been stood down by a resident smart ass who thinks he can do two things at once. Speak of the devil.
Give me dead Gerald's blazer.
Don't touch me.
Very unprofessional, Charles, very unprofessional.
Just give me a blazer. Touch me again and I'll have you for assault. I'm dead, Gerald.
Yeah, tonight, I'm dead, yeah. Gerald. What the hell's going on?
Nothing.
Are you drunk, Charles?
It's subjective.
I don't believe it. He won't give me his blazer. It won't even fit you. I give it here. I'll go on.
I'm dead, Gerald.
But I'm the director, and we're not doing Spartacus. Chris, go and do something with a prop. This place is like North Korea.
I'm fine to go on, Tony.
The chairman of the board's out there, and the reviewer from the Echo.
Just let me go on.
If you screw up...
I won't.
You better not.
Trust me, Tony. I won't. Oh.
All I had to do was position myself so that when Lindsay opened the door, Gerald's corpse is revealed in all its gory glory. Oh. Then I noticed my fly was open. Hunching over to zip it, I heard a rip behind me. I spun round to see a thin blade roughly where my shoulder had been.
I'll see if his coat's in the closet.
Then the blade was gone. And I was aware of a growing ripple of laughter.
I think I'm dying.
Toast, Paris.
I prefer to have my pants on when I'm being bollocked.
You've got a bad attitude.
Have you got any idea what happened out there?
I know you made an utter mockery of the plot and ruined the play.
I was very nearly...
We had to completely ad-lib the end.
Well, I'm sorry, but I was nearly
drunk
impaled.
Stage. Very bad form, Charles.
Here we go.
Especially a man of your age.
I'm younger than you.
Yeah, but I'm sober.
You are so getting fired.
Good to have your input, Chris, but what none of you seem to realise was that I was
you
nearly...
You promised you wouldn't screw up.
I swear, it wasn't my fault.
So was.
With all due lack of respect, would you so mind butting the hell out?
This can't go on, Tony.
I sweated blood over this plot, and he rides roughshod over it.
Speaking of blood...
People! This isn't achieving anything. Let's all go home, get some sleep, and resolve things in the morning.
What a surprise.
Thanks for that.
You don't deserve it. You know Lord Kitson was in.
Who's Lord Kitson?
Only our patron.
Oh.
Luckily, he was asleep. But I dread to think what the critic from the Echo is going to write.
I realise I've caused you a lot of trouble tonight.
Oh, you can't begin to imagine.
If you'll let me explain, there was a good reason
why...
No,
Charles, I'm tired and stressed, and I'm really not in the mood. Just sober up and I'll see you in the morning.
I may have been drunk, but I wasn't delusional, and that blade had been all too real. Before heading back to the B&B from hell, I wandered onto the stage, possibly for the last time.
Who's that? It's you.
Thought I'd bid farewell to the Regent.
You've been fired?
Not yet, but I'm a dead man walking.
Pity.
I'm my own worst enemy.
You'd have brought a louche authenticity to the next show.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Surely I hadn't annoyed Phoebe enough for her to want to stab me. And I'd bought her a drink.
Suppose they'll have to recast.
Or promote Chris just to make him even more unbearable.
Oh,
Phoebe,
God.
Did I leave my Act 2 jacket down? Oh, hello, Charles.
Hey, Ronnie.
There was a button missing. I've sent it up to wardrobe.
Oh, well, bless you for that.
See you around, Charles.
Yeah.
Bit of a palaver tonight.
You could say that, Ronnie.
Probably all blow over by the morning.
I don't think so.
Oh, they'll give you a rocket, but they won't want to lose you. You're too damn good as Graham.
Gerald.
Gerald, yeah. Trust me, once the reviews have come out, it'll be water under the bridge.
That's assuming the reviews are good.
Well, the only one that matters round here is the Echo, and that's always good. I'd offer you a drink, but...
Under the circumstances, I think I'd better give it a miss tonight.
Understood. you know, something very like this happened to me when I was at Stratford. In my younger days...
Ronnie had already regaled me with this anecdote, but I forced myself to listen again as a sort of penance. Anyway, I was in no hurry to return to my digs.
Yeah. Anyway, oh well, love you and leave you. Night, Charles.
Night, night, Ronnie. Alone at last, I slipped round to inspect the back wall of my death scene closet. The canvas was still slashed where my shoulder would have been if I hadn't been struggling with my fly. I shuddered with the kind of horror I normally feel at the thought of a festival of contemporary circus. A sharp blade had ripped the fabric, a blade used with considerable and deliberate force. But by whom? And had it been intended for dead Gerald? Or someone standing in for dead Gerald?
Title, Charles Paris is played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Tony is Sam Dale, Lindsay, Christine Kavanagh, Ronnie, Sean Baker, Jim, Jude Akiwudike, Phoebe, Claire Harry, Chris, Henry DeVas, and the barmaid, Leah Brotherhead. Murder in the Title is written by Jeremy Front, based on the novel by Simon Brett. The director is Sally Evans. Oh, be the next in line.